January 6th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the creator of the universe, of every heart and soul. You asked yesterday about moral relativism, and you were told it was excuses made for sin. I remind mankind that sin is sin and does not change due to mitigating circumstances. Moral relativism is the doorway Satan uses to attack life, marriage, and righteous morals. The more the soul can influence other souls, the more he is attacked. Gender is attacked as souls today feel they have the right to choose which gender they want to be. Life, from conception to natural death, is not even considered sacred or a gift from me anymore. Thus you have abortions, every sort of violence, and mercy killings, all of which take the decisive power away from me and put it in the hands of sinful man. Who is mortal man to decide who should live and who should die? Millions live together outside of marriage with disregard for moral righteousness. Once again, it is what man wants, not what I command. Moral relativism has become its own god, replacing love of me with love of self. I tell you, sin is not justified by what man wants. Return to love of me above all else, and let your lives reflect this. I await each soul with open arms. Return to me with a repentant heart. A note is given to read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16 through 22. Rejoice always, pray constantly, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit, do not despise prophesying, but test everything. Hold fast what is good, abstain from every form of evil. Another note is given to read Leviticus chapter 5, verse 17. If anyone sins, doing any of the things which the Lord has commanded not to be done, though he does not know it, yet he is guilty and shall bear his iniquity. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.